The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Albin, this is the Eric Metaxas Show.
Now, are you I know.
You're Albin and you're not your twin brother?
I am not my twin. He did not take over my job. And yay, I love being here.
What a phony. I'm glad I got the authentic twin.
Yeah, he's a big phony. By the way, it's snowing here like crazy in Tarrytown.
It's snowing here, too.
Oh, boy.
It's snowing here, too, in New York City. And it seems to be snowing all over the country. We have a couple of big updates. At least I think of them as big updates. First of all, coming up in this hour, we are talking to, who are we talking to? ADF.
Yes, Matt Sharp, senior counsel at ADF.
Okay, I didn't know who from ADF. ADF Alliance Defending Freedom. That's coming up in a few seconds. These guys are doing heroes work. We've talked with them on the program before, but they're heroes. They're defending religious liberty. That reminds me that in hour two, we're talking to our friend Stephen Meyer, who is a brilliant scientist, philosopher of science. He has a new book out, which I've read. It's not out yet. It's coming out in a few weeks. It's called The Return of the God Hypothesis, mm-hmm. How science is leading us to God. It's insane. Yep. That's coming up in hour two. But I don't want to forget also, last night I was supposed to be on Fox News at 7 o'clock in the 7 o'clock hour. They got a new show. I think it's called Primetime, even though Primetime doesn't start till 8. But the bottom line is I was on the show with Rachel Campos Duffy, who we've had on this program.
Yes.
And with Dana Lash.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to talk about my book, Fish Out of Water, and some other things. I don't even remember now, but everything got changed because Rush Limbaugh passed away. And so I was on Fox last night and got to talk about my memory of Rush. I met him. And if we have time, I'll share that anecdote at the end of this.
Yeah, it was fun. It was funny. It was a funny anecdote.
After we're done talking with Matt Sharp, I'm going to share the anecdote at the end of the hour today, because we don't have that much time with Matt. Also, though, I just want to say this is true. This is nuts. I woke up very early this morning and I checked my email and I saw that the publicist for the book Fish Out of Water sent me an email that said the book is discounted on Amazon. I've been waiting for 3 months because Amazon, usually if a book is like, you know, $30, like my Bonhoeffer book was, they discount it dramatically because it's Amazon. They want to move product, right? So they usually discount it literally 30%, but they never discounted it on Amazon. They discounted it like 2%, I don't know, 3-10%. It was $29.99 or something like that, but it's still $30. And I thought, that's weird. Like, this book should be discounted at a place like that, you know, because people shop there. And it wasn't. So this morning at like 6 a.m., it was discounted to $20 and, I don't know, 93 cents or something like that. So I said, this is really big news because there are tons of people that wait. I didn't think they'd have to wait this long, but it's $20 on Amazon. So I sent out a tweet. Here's the punchline, folks. This is if you want to know where we live today in America, where we are. I sent out a tweet that says my book is discounted on Amazon at $20 for Fish Out of Water. You can get many of my other books at mystore.com, which is connected to mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. I think I probably mentioned Mike Lindell. Evidently, because I mentioned mystore.com or mypillow.com, it triggered something on Twitter. And they suspended my account. They said 12 hours. I thought to myself, how did I violate their rules? What did I do? And I went back over my tweets and I realized things are so sick in America today that not only did they suspend Mike Lindell, but they don't want him to make money even from a tweet. Mm-hmm. So I thought, this makes me so mad. This is so unjust that I want to talk about this with my audience because, folks, I'm going to keep saying this, whether it happens to me or Mike Lindell or anybody. When they go to cancel somebody, we need to stand up for them. If you find out that a store or somebody, anybody, a person is being canceled or they're trying to cancel him, you need to support that person. This needs to happen. And if somebody is trying to cancel somebody, you need not to help the people who are trying to do the canceling. Stores like Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Wayfair, and HEB stores. I've said this over and over again. You got to send them an email and say, I'm not going to shop in your store until you change this policy. Well, they're obviously trying to cancel me and Mike Lindell, more specifically, who is the sponsor of this program. Because whenever you use the code ERIC, it helps this program. Radio programs, we can't do this unless we make money from our advertisers. He's been one of our principal advertisers, I think the principal advertiser. But this just stunned me that because I put in MyPillow.com, I guess I want to say this is so unacceptable and despicable. If we ever think this is normal, we've become part of the problem. It is fundamentally sick that in this country, anyone would do anything like this. And I just want to say we need to push back. So if you're inclined to get a number of my books, go to mystore.com and use the code ERIC. If you're inclined to help Mike Lindell with all of his other products, go to mypillow.com and use the code ERIC. But it just made me so mad. I said, this is madness. All I did was tell people, oh, you can find my books through mypillow.com and mystore.com. And they suspended my Twitter account. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I've lost, I guess, 15,000 Twitter followers. They just got rid of them when this weird stuff was going down, you know, whatever, a couple of...
Can I make a little suggestion? I don't know if this will work or not, but if you put MyPillow.com in, the algorithm, the machine says like, aha, we're going to suspend you. But if you spell it out, my space pillow now space I know. Dot right. space comms.
No, I mean, now I know, but I'm just telling you that is so wild to me that for that... they would do that. They're suspending my account. It's just bizarre. I just want to say we're living in weird times, folks. And I do want to say that we have to fight back. I mean, I'm going to be talking about this incessantly because this is unacceptable in America. It's really just madness to me. So at the end of the hour, we'll be talking to Matt Sharp about religious liberty, which is related to this free speech. You know, when I was on talking about Rush last night on Fox, I talked about this, that this is Marxist. When you're trying to suppress dissent, can we imagine how sick that is in the United States of America to suppress dissent and to demonize people and to say, we're going to come after your money. We're going to come after your ability to communicate. This is just like wildly unacceptable. So anyway, I guess, I really do believe, and I'm not just saying this because they've come after me and Mike Lindell, but when someone is attacked, we need to do whatever we can to help them. So when they went after Goya a few months ago, I said, everybody buy as much Goya beans as you possibly can. Yep. We need to do that to send a message to these folks that there's two sides of this story. If you want to play that game,
You know, by the way, it worked. Ann and I went in to get Goya beans. I'm not kidding. There was one can of beans left on the shelf. And I was like, what's wrong with that can that they left only one?
Well, and that's not because of me, obviously. It's because everybody was talking about Goya. But I think that this is something that we have to understand. We have the power of the purse. We have a pocketbook. We have money. And we spend that money. And we don't have to spend that money. We can choose where we spend that money. And I really think people of faith, people of values, patriots. We have to understand that there are people adamantly opposed to the founder's vision of America. They are happy to get in bed with China if they can make a buck, if they don't care. That is really, it's not okay. That's the end of America. So we need to step up. All right, we'll be right back with Matt Sharp. Don't go away.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
When a young girl doesn't have any friends. Hey there, folks. Welcome back to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a show. It's not real. Don't pay any attention. We're all acting. I'm playing the role of Eric Metaxas host because I have to. That's what they pay me to do. And they couldn't get anyone else at these prices. And I have my guest, you know, in quotes, guest. It's not a real guest. The Alliance Defending Freedom is real. They stand up for religious liberty. And we have the senior counsel with the Alliance Defending Freedom, playing the role, I should say, of senior counsel, Matt Sharp. Matt, you look too young for the role, so that's why I know they just hired you, and welcome. We've had Thanks. You here before, of course, so I can't fool anybody. You're the real thing. You're an actual lawyer who cares right. about religious liberty.
I got my so, I got my law degree at 12 years old. So
you did, see, I thought so. Because you're seasoned, but you look too young to be seasoned. Let me ask you, religious liberty. I mean, I talk about it on this program all the time, free speech, religious liberty. We are in such a different place in this country. I was talking before you came on that for sending out a tweet about my sponsor, Mike Lindell, I sent out a tweet connecting to MyPillow, use the code Eric. Evidently, Twitter is so down on Mike Lindell for speaking up about the election that they suspended my Twitter account for posting a tweet, not about the election, but just meant. I thought, we have never seen anything like this. It's just a staggering thing in America. And of course, this is not directly affecting religious liberty, but in some ways it is, because he's a man of faith. Mike Lindell is a man of faith. I'm a person of faith. And part of, you know, how I see the world, everything about how I see the world has to do with that. And I just thought these are crazy times where Americans almost seem to be accepting this as somehow normal. And I keep saying, don't you dare accept this. You're dealing with this every single day. So tell us, what are some of the things ADF is working on?
Yeah, well, you bring up this idea of people being shut down because of their beliefs or their speech and things like that. And that's what ADF has been doing for years, whether it's Baronel Stutzman, the Washington florist that we're still representing. We're waiting to see what the Supreme Court is going to do with her case. And the Washington State Attorney General tried to shut down her business, to sue her into oblivion, simply because she could not do the floral arrangements for a longtime friend's same-sex ceremony. We've seen it with Jack Phillips. We've seen it with people like Nicholas Merriweather, the professor who declined to use pronouns. That violated his beliefs about
where was he? Where was he? What part of the country?
So that was in Southern Ohio. He was a professor, did philosophy and other things. Some of those subjects where we're supposed to grapple with what does it mean to be human and some of those things. And he was told, even when you're outside of the classroom, if you encounter a male student that identifies as a female in the grocery store or someplace like that, you have to use inaccurate pronouns. And so, again, I think this is all part of this bigger culture of silencing viewpoints, silencing beliefs and ideas that those in power don't want to hear. And ADF is going to continue to stand against that, to stand for the ability of people to live out their faith, to speak about their faith and their beliefs.
It's just an amazing thing. I mean, I growing up, I idolized Bruce Jenner. And now, you know, I'm being told, you know what, if you think of him as Bruce Jenner, you're out of bounds. I guess I want to say this, Matt, what we need to be clear on when we're talking about this, because I want my audience to get this. It has nothing to do with whether you're right or wrong. It does not have to do with whether you're right or wrong. In other words, I could believe that, I could be for same-sex marriage, but the idea that someone is going to tell me I must be for it is what is sick. It really has nothing to do. You can believe in same-sex marriage. I do not. But the point is, the principle in America that everyone has to be on a certain side of something is profoundly sick. It's against what the founders taught. If there's a woman who says, I have a floral business, Baronel Stutzman, and she says, I don't feel comfortable because of my religious background celebrating a same-sex marriage, in America, we say that is okay. I might totally disagree with her, but in America, we're allowed to disagree with each other. It can never become a matter of forcing things. And I think it's important for us to make that case, that it's not about people agreeing with us. It's about people agreeing to disagree. But that's the issue. I just want to be clear on that. We don't have to be right. We have a right to be wrong. We have a right to be on the wrong side of history, on the right side of history. That's simply not the issue. The issue is, do I have the right to free speech? Do I have the right to freedom of religion?
Yeah, there was one of our court cases we had involved a counseling student that was kicked out of her program because she didn't feel she could counsel someone seeking affirmation of their same-sex attractions and same-sex behaviors. And the court case went up to the Sixth Circuit, and the court ruled in favor of our client. And they did a great line that I love. They said, tolerance is a two-way street. You may disagree with Julia Ward's beliefs, but in our society, we tolerate it. And we allow students like that to get a counseling degree and go and help people consistent with those.
What's the name of this woman?
So her name was Julia Ward. She was a counseling student in Michigan several years ago.
Is she a black woman?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. This is when I first woke up to the issue. I was in Michigan, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was in Michigan speaking, I guess, about 4 years ago. And I met her and I heard her story and I was stunned. I thought, this is amazing. This is a black woman. She wants to be a counselor. She's a profound Christian. When she politely declines to counsel same-sex couples, politely, because she's a Christian, she says, I can't pretend that I'm in favor of this. I have to give it to somebody else. They said, well, you can no longer counsel anybody. We're going to destroy your career. I want my audience to understand, this is sick stuff in America. This is really sick stuff. But when I heard her story, that's when this whole thing really became real for me. So I'm amazed to hear that ADF was behind her and that you won the case. I never heard that. When did that happen?
Yeah, so this was, you know, four or five years ago, something along those lines, that we got a really incredible victory. What was troubling, and you can kind of see the start of what we're seeing today, after her case, the American Counseling Association, which used to allow for referrals, they said, if you've got a belief-based objection, so for example, if someone comes to you and they're wanting help with committing suicide, and you say, I disagree with that, you're allowed to refer them. Well, because they did not like that Julia had used that ability to refer in this case, they started stripping that away. And it just shows that hostility. They were so hostile to her views and her disagreement with homosexuality and same-sex marriages that they changed the rules to respond to her. And I think it just shows this effort, even among these professional organizations, to target people of faith and to try and drive them out of the profession simply because they want to live and work consistent with their beliefs.
Well, I remember when I spoke with her, it's got to be 5 years ago now. It's just amazing that it's that long ago. But I remember thinking when I spoke to her that this is exactly what I wrote about in my Bonhoeffer book in the early 30s. Now, just so people don't leap to, you know, that the Christians are the Jews of today. Not quite. But that's the whole point, is the principle is similar, that people tried to force Jews in Germany out of every profession. They started with one profession, they moved to another profession. And it's fascinating to me that today, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, which translates to Christian, we're not just talking about Gentiles, we're not talking about churchgoers. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, you cannot work in a number of industries and fields today. And it's an amazing thing. Now, the young woman that we're talking about, you said she was able to get her job back?
Yeah, she ultimately was able to get a degree and to find a job in counseling, and where she continues to help people to this day.
But at the same time, you're telling me that the profession said, because she was able to do that, now we're going to change our rules so that the next time there's a case, you can't appeal in the way that you did.
That's right. Trying to take away those conscience protections for counselors and others in that field.
It's just mind-blowing to me. This is think of how many people in the United States of America are serious Christians working in every profession. The idea that we have to censor ourselves for fear of losing our jobs. I mean, obviously, Matt, so I wanted to have you on here because ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, you guys are heroes for nothing, pro bono. You defend people in these cases. And I think it's clear that people listening to this program will encounter this. This is not, oh, it happens to a couple of people. It's happening more and more. And I say all the time, we have to fight back hard. One of the ways we fight back, if you don't mind my saying so, is by giving to the Alliance Defending Freedom, because, you know, there's almost no one doing this. If you get stuck and you say, where do I turn? Where do you turn, folks? I'll tell you where you turn, because I have said it to a number of people, Alliance Defending Freedom, call them up. They would be your best bet. And they actually win cases, as they did in this case, which is just amazing. I think we have a banner at our website, metaxastalk.com. If you want to support Alliance Defending Freedom, we have got to step it up. We've got to support people who are fighting this fight, because we're all in the fight. We'll be right back talking to Matt Sharp. Ooh.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Folks, welcome back. We're talking to our friend Matt Sharp, who's the senior counsel with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Matt, I misspoke earlier. I said that there's a banner on our website. I don't think there is, but if people want to help ADF, they can go to adflegal.org, adflegal.org/Eric, so they'll know that it came from this program. I wanted to talk to you, Matt, about the Biden administration. They obviously, it's why I told people that they should have voted for Trump. Why? Well, this is a good reason. The Biden administration is rolling back religious liberty and doing all kinds of things that are very serious, very far-reaching. Tell us about what the Biden administration has done with regard to athletes, transgender athletes.
Yeah. Well, on day one of the Biden administration, he issued an executive order telling all of the agencies that you need to start enshrining the gender identity into regulations, and specifically called out sports and athletics. And we know firsthand what happens when policies like that pop up. In Connecticut, we've got four young female athletes, very courageous, incredibly talented runners, and found themselves competing against two biological males. And these were guys that at one season had been competing on the males team where they were mid-level athletes. A few weeks later, switched to the female team and suddenly at the top of the podium time and time again. And so there was over 16 instances where girls lost out on championships or had records broken or lost instances where they were able to advance into competition, all because these two biological males came to dominate. And that was, again, just two guys in Connecticut. Now, imagine we start rolling this out across the country. All it takes is a handful of biological males to destroy women's sports as we know it, where girls end up being spectators in their own sport. One of the girls describes how disheartening it is. You walk up to the starting line and you look over and you see a biological male next to you. You know the race is already lost. You know you don't have a chance to get that gold medal and be at the top of the podium. And that's exactly what the Biden administration's policy is. It's put into effect is going to cause for women and girl athletes across the country.
Can we believe this is happening? I mean, I always have to stop and remind myself that we're not joking, when this is not the future. This is madness unleashed. It is absolute madness. Most people know this is madness. When you see a young man who suddenly decides that not only does he want to identify as a woman, he wants to compete against women, you know, who have quadriceps half the size of his. He's going to be a better sprinter. He's going to be able to do all kinds of stuff because he says, now I'm a girl. Look, I don't think we're talking about wanting to persecute people. This is very complicated stuff. But my goodness, this is pretty basic stuff. Wasn't there just an MMA fighter or something that a guy who identifies as a woman and he crushed the woman's skull? I mean, I'm not making this up. I couldn't even believe it when I read it. Do you know about this case?
I did, yeah. And I believe the fighter's last name was Fox. I don't remember the first name. But yeah, it was an MMA fight. And his opponent, I mean, just her, I think, some broken bones and some things like that. And this shows it's not even just a matter of fairness, of making sure women get to compete, but it's a matter of safety. Because you start taking this into sports like MMA, like soccer, like others, where you've got some physical contact going on. And we've had girls reach out to us to say, I have genuine concerns that if I go out into the field and I get, you know, slammed into by a guy, is that going to be the end of my athletic career? And I think that shows there are so many reasons why we've had men's teams and women's teams. And we need to preserve those for equal opportunities, for safety, and just for making sure that our daughters and granddaughters don't find themselves sitting on the sidelines when they ought to be out there winning the gold medal and using their God-given talents to their fullest.
Do you have any cases like this right now at ADF? What do you have in front of you right now?
Yeah, so we've got two going on right now. One is on behalf of those Connecticut athletes I mentioned that were taking their case to federal court, saying that the Connecticut policy violates Title IX, violates that equal opportunity that federal law has given to women over the years. We've also got another one we're involved in Idaho. Last year, Idaho became the first state to take the common sense step of actually protecting women athletics and saying guys do not belong on female teams. And so we are representing two college athletes there that lost out in track and field as well and are now taking a stand to make sure that the Idaho law and their right to a fair and level playing field are upheld. And so that case is now before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And we're hopeful that even in the Ninth Circuit, they will recognize the importance of common sense and of keeping that level playing field for female athletes.
I'm just thinking that it's fascinating. There ought to be laws that would at least say, I mean, some kind of law that would say, you know, if you've been identifying for 5 years officially as the other sex or gender or whatever, well, then maybe we could take it seriously. I mean, I wouldn't. But the point is that it seems like there are young men gaming the system. I can't imagine, you know, are they going to be identifying this way for the rest of their lives? Do we know that? Do we know anything? I mean, do you have any anecdotal evidence of these cases? Because I'm just so baffled that this is happening.
Yeah, I mean, I always remind people, our biological sex, it's written into every cell of our body. And no amount of testosterone suppression or anything changes that. But even in some studies that have come out from Sweden and even in the Air Force, even when you've got males that have been on these testosterone blockers for 1-2 more years, it doesn't take away their advantage because it is written into our cells. Those differences are God created. And we put girls at risk if we ignore those biological differences.
It's unbelievable. Folks, go to adflegal.org, adflegal.org/Eric. We'll be right back. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a 3-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Folks, I'm talking to Matt Sharp, not to be confused with Matt Schlapp. I keep saying, wanting to say Matt Schlapp. You're obviously not Matt Schlapp. You're half his age. You're half my age. And yet somehow you're the senior counsel at the Alliance Defending Freedom. Matt Sharp, tell us more about what the Alliance Defending Freedom is doing right now. We're living in crazy times.
That's right. You know, we are continuing to monitor what's coming out of the Biden administration. We were talking earlier about the executive order. And we know that in his priorities, he's talked about things he's going to be doing on women's sports, like we talked about, on inserting gender identity and sexual orientation into all of these federal laws, and even on life issues of trying to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law. And so one of the things we are doing is we're monitoring this, and we want people to know that there's not going to be any stronger defender of religious liberty, of life, of marriage and family than ADF. And when the Biden administration takes these actions, when we see them start to infringe on constitutional actions, there's going to be no fiercer advocate in court to defend these freedoms and to hold the administration accountable and to make sure that they are not trampling our God-given freedoms.
it's an amazing thing, isn't it, that we're living at a time when we have to fight these battles. I mean, it's interesting to me that even though most Americans, I think, would be on the same side as we are, because I don't think we're taking any particularly radical positions. But, you know, it's one thing if you're talking, for example, about something, you know, like IVF, or you're talking about contraception. You could see people say, well, that's just, oh, the Catholics, you know, only the serious Catholics care about that. It's still an issue of principle. It doesn't matter whether I agree with Catholic contraception policy. The point is, I don't have to agree. I just have to say no one can force them to change their faith. And it doesn't matter if I agree or don't agree. But that being said, we are talking about things that broadly most Americans would agree with. You talk about the Roe v. Wade. What do you mean when you say the Biden administration is trying to? What are they trying to do? I'm not really clear. I thought it was already if it's something that is a Supreme Court ruling, isn't it already something that's nationwide? I'm not clear how it's not.
No, I think their goal, and they've been pretty specific in this, they want to limit the ability of states to pass common sense protections for life. And so we've seen recently a lot of states, whether it's bans on discriminatory abortion, where you are targeting abortion against, for example, kids with Down syndrome and things like that. And we've had some states step up and say, this is awful. This sounds like modern day eugenics. That's actually how Justice Thomas described it.
And that's because it is modern day eugenics. Right. I mean, it literally is modern day eugenics. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. And I think those are the things that we're concerned. Is the Biden administration going to try and put this in federal law so that states can't enact those protections for innocent human life, can't enact laws that protect women's health, as Texas and Louisiana and some other states have tried to do?
I'm wondering, too, about, you know, when we talk about abortion policy, the abortion policy in the United States is dramatically more gruesome than what we have in almost all of Europe. We think of Europe as ahead of us in a bad way. But on this issue, they don't need any convincing that after 12 weeks, we shouldn't take the life. In other words, they're not where we are, that they say it's a life at conception. But at least they say that late term abortions are gruesome and wrong, and we won't have that. In Europe and in this country, we seem to be fighting that. Do you know how many states allow abortion up till birth? I can't even believe I'm saying that. But do you have any sense of that?
Yeah, I don't off the top of my head, but I know it's a growing number. New York was pushing it. We all probably remember with Governor Northam in Virginia and the radio interview, he was talking about a sort of, you know, we have to allow it up to that moment of birth. And I think there is a strong push among the abortion advocates to do this and to liberalize it. And so the concern is the Biden administration now going to start pushing that as well and going after states that try and, again, limit when you can abort a child to preserve life of children and to not be this radical outlier like we are compared to a lot of the rest of the Western world on this issue. And I think that is one of the things we have to be concerned about with this administration. We know their clear stance that they are not supportive of life, that they want to restrict the ability of states to protect life and women's health. And I think that's one of the priorities ADF is going to be working on in the next 4 years, is to make sure that we can protect life and stop the spread of these radical abortion laws.
Well, it is unbelievable. I want to remind my viewers and listeners, if they want to help ADF, and I hope you do, folks, you can either call, I'll give you the phone number, or you can go to ADF Legal. That's ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, adflegal.org/Eric, or if you want to make a phone call, 855-547-5333. Again, it's 855-547-5333. I'll say it again, 855-547-5333 or adflegal.org/Eric. We just got a minute or so left, Matt. What else can we talk about? This stuff is so centrally important.
Yeah. I think the other one I'd bring up is things we're expecting the Biden administration to do with adoption. We know that there's a lot of great faith-based adoption providers. We represent some in New York and Michigan and other places, and they're being told that they have to give up their beliefs about marriage if they want to continue to help kids find a forever home. And these are places that believe a kid deserves a married mother and father, and that kids thrive best in that. And yet we've seen how in New York, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, these government officials are saying, no, you can't do that. You can't operate like that. And if you try to, we're going to shut you down. We're going to put you out of business. So the same concern is the Biden administration going to be pushing the same policy nationally, telling these faith-based adoption providers that help thousands of families every year find a child, place that child in a loving home, and provide them resources. Is it going to shut them down for trying to do so consistent with their faith?
We have to speak up. I say this, and I will keep saying this on my program. We've got to speak up. We've got to fight back. This is just wrong, folks. You understand that just the other day on this program, I had Katie Faust on. She has a new book out called Them Before Us. It's about children. And it is proven that every kid will thrive, will do better with a mother and a father, not two mothers, not two fathers. You could agree with same-sex views, but you still have to deal with the facts. If you care about the kid, you have to understand that kids do better with the mother and a father. That's a fact. We're out of time. Matt Sharp and ADF, thank you for what you guys do.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Folks, welcome back. I wanted to give you the phone number again for giving to the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are, I'm telling you, if you can give, please do, because we're in a war right now. This is madness. Yeah. That people are trying to cancel anybody who disagrees with them. And it seems particularly if you have a biblical viewpoint on anything, they're telling you, oh, it's out of bounds. Right. It was out of bounds until 5 minutes ago, but suddenly it's the new reality. And I mean, it was not out of bounds until 5 minutes ago, but suddenly we've changed everything and you've got to accept everything just because somebody decided. That's not the way it works in America. You need to fight, though. You need to fight. It's not okay to just lie down and say, well, that's, hey, these are the end times. Who cares? We're supposed to care.
Can I just quote Howard Beale from Network? This is madness, you maniacs. This whole thing with boys running as girls, why dad should just run out on the track and say, stop it. It's crazy. It's nuts. I'm not going to let my
daughter run. That's what I've said. Okay, let me give the phone number to the Alliance Defending Freedom so people can call. Now you can go to their website, adflegal.org, adflegal.org/Eric, adflegal.org/Eric. But here's the phone number, 855-547-5333, 855, you're writing this down, 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333. Okay, Alvin, I said I'm going to tell the Rush Limbaugh story.
Yes, go.
I met Rush Limbaugh one time in my life. I never really listened to his program because when you live in New York, I would listen to radio when I'm driving around. And I'm a writer, so I can't listen to radio while I'm writing. And, you know, so, but I caught him when I could, but he's a hero. He's an amazing hero. Well, I want to say to my audience two things. First of all, his brother David has been on this program many times. Mm-hmm. His brother David is a profound Christian man. And I know that Rush came to know Jesus and knew where he was going after this life, which is the most important thing in the world. So I want everybody to know that you can meet Rush Limbaugh just like I did. And I'm thrilled to know that that I get to see him again. When I saw him in 2004, it's kind of a funny story. I told it last night on Fox News. I'll never forget it. It was 2004, and we were in the primaries for the GOP primaries. And it looked like McCain was going to get the nomination probably. So I was at this party and I see Rush Limbaugh. My eyes bug out like, holy cow, it's Rush Limbaugh. So I immediately blurt out to him as we meet. I say, you know, looks like McCain's going to get the nomination. And without missing a beat, he says, well, then we're effed. Not EFT as in the baby salamander. No, EFFED. He said the word, the nasty word. But what's so funny is back then I remember thinking, what's the problem? I like McCain. He's a war hero. He's conservative. Blah, blah, blah. And then you think, no. There's a reason he's Rush Limbaugh and I'm not. He saw the deep state, the swamp, the lack of principle of career politicians way back before anybody else did. And he knew that McCain was not a true conservative, just as he knew that Mitch McConnell is a skunk. Yeah. And so on and so forth. And I thought, how amazing. And in 2004, I was like, oh, no, I like, you know, I like this. I like McCain or whatever it is. And he understood, no, Eric, no, that's not good. And he was right. So that's my Rush Limbaugh anecdote. In hour two coming up, Stephen Meyer, The Return of the God Hypothesis. He's one of the best. You're going to want to get that book. He's coming up.